We do have a guest in our studio that we're going to talk to. It's Dundas City Administrator Janelle Tappan. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Doing well. Dundas City Council met last night. No spring break. We had spring break for the schools, but not for the council.
No.
Workers work
sadly.
Online. But you did, you advanced a significant project for this summer. You advanced that to another stage. Tell us about that.
Right. So the city council last night awarded the bid and contract to BCM out of Faribault for the reconstruction of Forest Avenue and Depot Street. And so we got four bids. They all came in great. BCM's was about $450. They were all pretty tightly packed. So we're seeing some good prices out there in terms of construction, at least initially this year. So, you know, we'll work through kind of the planning, if you will, the actual scheduling of the project, getting everybody, you know, on board. We're going to have one more meeting with the neighborhood to talk about that schedule and impacts to their properties throughout the construction.
You mentioned that you did have some bids for that. Was it a pretty competitive bid market this year?
Yes, it was.
Oh, good.
Usually we'll see one that's just way out, you know, way high for whatever reason. And with this particular bid, they were all pretty packed tightly together.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is for a total reconstruction,
right?
They're ripping out everything and infrastructure and everything along with it will go in there.
Well, they will be. They'll leave the utilities in. This is just the road surface, that kind of thing.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Once again, Janelle Tappan is with us. Do you have a with that awarding of the bid? Do you have a date yet? Starting date yet?
Well,
that's yet to be determined.
Yeah, that's yet to be determined.
Okay.
We did have within the contract that all the bidders saw. We had a substantial completion date of like July 15th. Just as you might recall, we closed off Railway Street last year, County Road 1, for Oktoberfest, and that was the detour along Forest Avenue.
Okay.
So we're not, Oktoberfest committee is not quite sure if we're going to close off Railway again this year.
Mm-hmm.
But we want to be ready for it.
All right. Well, Oktoberfest isn't that far away.
No,
and
it's
neither
not.
Is Easter. You've got an Easter hunt, Easter egg hunt.
The annual Easter egg hunt at Memorial Park is at 10 o'clock this Saturday morning. Rain, shine, snow, whatever the conditions are, we'll be there with 4,000 Easter eggs stuffed with candy.
A slight chance of a little bit of snow, some flurries in the morning. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high of about 43 on Saturday.
Not bad.
That's kind of cooperating.
Yep.
Moving back to last night's council meeting, have you applied for a grant from DEED? Talk about the DEED funding.
Sure. So this is related to the former CFS co-op site at 315 North Railway in Dundas that the city acquired late last year for redevelopment purposes. We did a phase one environmental analysis because there had been chemicals, you know, fertilizer. I believe that it was like a fertilizer transfer station in one part of its past life. And so the phase one analysis was completed. Was determined that we need to move to the phase two, which is a little bit more, or a lot more, in depth. They do soil borings, you know, things like that. And that's quite a bit more expensive than the phase one analysis. So we are applying to DEED for a grant. The DEED is due by May 1st, or the grant is due by May 1st, and the council adopted a resolution in support of that, which is part of the grant application process.
Now, is there a good chance, do you feel confident you can get that grant? Does DEED have quite a bit of funding for projects like this? And if not, what's the next step, plan B?
Yeah, ever the eternal optimist, I think that we're sitting pretty good. We've not sought any funds from DEED in the near past, and they have funds identified for these types of projects, and I think this particular project fits very well within their requirements.
Do you know how much the grant might be yet? Is that, you're still working on that, or how much the phase two?
The phase two environmental analysis came in at about $25,000.
Okay.
And so there's a 25% match with DEED, with this particular DEED grant. So however the math works out on that, that's what we're seeking.
I like your odds. I'll put in a good word. I don't
All
know
right.
anybody in DEED,
thanks,
but if
Jeff.
They call and ask, yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to discuss, Janelle?
I don't think so. Thank you.
Well, have a good Easter, and
thanks.
Hopefully we'll get some good weather for the Easter egg hunt.
Maybe we'll see you down at the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, you know, I'm the big kid that goes out there.
All right.
Thanks, Janelle.
Thanks.
Janelle Teppin, Dundas City Administrator.